say that, maybe you knew it in the bottom of your heart that the coach called I wasn't going to get back. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, we kind of felt it coming, but now it's happened. It's like, oh man. But you know, like I said, everybody knows the business. So you know, everybody know how we feel about Caldwell and what a great coach he is to us, and a great person, great man. I'm sure he'll be all right though. You know what I'm saying? He'd been on the show before. This ain't nothing new to him. And he always told us don't worry about him. You know, keep playing ball, and you know he can always be good. So but. It's a tough one today, and you just have to move forward.
You raised the standard here, Darius?
Oh, tremendously. You know, brought a lot of winning culture here, and brought in guys to help us win, and just guided us the right way. A great leader, and I think he did a lot for his team.
How do you think this organization has changed since he has been here the last 4 years?
A lot, especially for my rookie year. Big difference. I think he got more into the city, more fans involved. We had more sold-out games than I probably ever imagined. And, he did a lot of coaching things for us. I thought it was a good fit, but, so we'll see how it go all turn out.
Is there anything you can share from his post-game message yesterday? When he addressed you guys?
I mean, he just, broke us down. Totally, he appreciated that hard work playing for him and see how this thing shake out for him.
What was Bob Quinn's message to the team today?
Nothing really.
Nothing?
Nah.
It's different though having the GM with the postseason, the fair round message as opposed to the head coach. It's got to be different.
I mean, I don't know.
You said you could see this coming. What signs for you?
I mean, y'all the signs. I don't know.
How did you find out?
How'd I find out? Twitter. Twitter told us. Find a way to get better. From 8, I need to have 10. So I'll just go find a way, little things to make me better, and go out here and work, and try to be the best in the game. I don't know. I'm going to look at my film and critique myself and see what I need to work on. I feel like I already knew a little bit more, but I'm going to keep that to myself until I figure it all out.
They'll throw at you enough next year for you to get 10 picks?
Yeah.
If there's one thing you learned from Coach Caldwell in his time here that you could take with you throughout the rest of your career, what would it be?
Shoot, man. This is a business, and enjoy it and embrace it. Because you can be here today, and you won't be here tomorrow. So you never know. So enjoy your time while you're here, and appreciate everybody you meet.
You made a huge jump from year 1 to 2. You see something similar as well? What do you think about
this? Size, smart, physical. I'm ready to see what he got coming back, man. I can see a lot of things good for him because he was the same position I was. And, it's real talented, Only thing now is I can just let the game slow down to him. When the game slow down to him, he'll be great.
How good was that experience for him at the end of the year, getting those qualities?
Good. I think I coached did a very good job of just throwing him in at the right time. Unlike me, my rookie, I got through in quick and got benched quick. So I was in the fire fast. Coach kind of warmed him up, cooling him down. Now he got real comfortable so he don't lose his confidence and start playing tremendously.
You're now one of the veterans on this team. Is there a certain characteristic you'd like to see in whoever the next head coach is?
I mean, not really. I just really come play ball. That's all I do, man. I play for my guys beside me. So, ain't too much he can do to change what I can do. Only thing I just want to do is go out here and work, compete, and do anything to help this team win.
Do you feel this team is close to being, reaching an elite level, being a consistent winner? I mean, with the talent that you have, with, the building blocks, the veterans, all that.
Yeah, we got a great mixture in here, young guys and veteran guys that got the way. And, we got a tremendous leader out as our quarterback. He leads the way. And we just keep following suit and see how it turns out.
Several weeks ago, you said you had a touchdown celebration plan for whenever the pick six came. It didn't happen, but you want to share with the.
I can't share it until I get a pick six. Then you're going to not let me get a pick six. I can't tell it, so I'm just going to keep it to myself until I do it.
You were close yesterday, huh?
If he would have just threw it earlier, I was going to take it to the crib. I still wanted to run into the crib, but I just wanted to do my Call of Duty.
Thank you.